It is February 22nd, 2023. It is 7:03 a.m. So it's another warm day. It's supposed to be 10 degrees, a high of 10 degrees. It's currently 4 degrees. Sorry, currently 6 degrees feels like minus 4. So typically this kind of weather you get this during early, like mid-spring time, but we're actually getting it in February. The temperature is going to drop later on today, but not later on this weekend, but it's going to go back up. So we're only have a little tiny dip in the weather-wise, so we can do other things. Sorry, I'm just making coffee in the same time. So it's going to be another day. I'm actually heading, like I mentioned yesterday, that I'm heading back downtown. This time I'm driving. I'm not planning to bring I'm not taking the transit. But here's the thing. Here's the crazy thing. So I reduced the amount of gear of my office, my backpack office, or my go-to bag for office, significantly enough that it's actually slightly lighter. We're talking about ounces. I get rid of stuff that I don't need. Typically, I bring a sling bag because of my EpiPen and all that stuff. I don't normally, I usually shove that on my backpack when I walk around downtown, especially if I'm for work related. But this time, I'm not gonna do that. I'm just gonna leave it a sling to make it easier for weight wise. Just to make it easier. Unfortunately, I really don't want to bring all of this with me, but that's the downfall of working remotely. You do have to bring all your stuff you need to work. That includes your laptop, charger, mouse, you name it. Before, I was carrying a an MX mouse, MX keyboard, the mini keyboard. But I stopped bringing that with me because I'm like, why am I bringing this with me? It just doesn't make any sense. So, surprisingly, yesterday is my first time actually using my just my laptop to type on, because I prefer a slimmer keyboard, a little like very very low and on a table keyboard, very low profile keyboard, but. Yesterday was the first time I actually used my work computer, keyboard, my laptop for long periods of time, and to be honest with you, I was very, very pleased with the overall feel of it. So I'm gonna keep using it until my wrists tell me to stop. Apparently traffic's not gonna be bad going downtown because I'm driving, but we'll see. Like I did mention before, we have to change our plans for this weekend. So we're just gonna give away try to sell our tickets to our theater tickets today and tomorrow, and cancel our reservation for the restaurant. So that's kinda, we just have to reschedule for another day and all that good stuff. But the good news is we found out that Back to the Future is coming to Toronto. So we're looking forward to that one. We might postpone it to watch that instead, but the only problem is actually next year, not this year. So that's kind of disappointing. But we'll find something out, other things to watch here. Good thing about Ontario, especially in the Horseshoe, like Ontario, like Toronto, GTA, there's a lot of small theaters, a lot of like Shaw festivals here. You get Stratford theaters. Theater, so there's a lot of small, very good, like amazing theater companies in Ontario that we can just watch theater. Our goal was this year is to watch more theater, watch more concerts. So it's overall it's starting not bad. We actually started this. We decided to make the this year as a concert and theater year. Because we ended up watching just before Christmas the Bare Naked Ladies Christmas concert, and we were so we were when we were watching it, we were like having so much fun. We decided that, you know what, 2024 will be our concert and theater year, so that's what we're planning to do. So that's gonna be our thing this year instead of like doing crazy things or very boring things, we decided just to do that because it's more fun. A few years ago, we did just after the pandemic, we did the movie thing, and we did a lot of we watched a good chunk of movies. We weren't doing it like every weekend, but we ending up making a list of stuff that we want to watch and just watch it in the theater. So it was nice. It was pretty nice. So yeah. Okay, I'm gonna finish making coffee. Chat to you guys later. It is 9:17 p.m. So I just got my well, I got back in a reasonable time coming from downtown. It was actually a very beautiful day. I was very, very shocked how beautiful it was, just warm, like incredibly warm. So, that's one. Second is it's kind of funny though, because yesterday, I'm not sure I mentioned that I received an email from one of our clients saying that we're tendering the project I was working on instead of doing a design build. And yeah, they did some stuff that I was not impressed. They added more stuff and the scope that we previously talked about. So now I spent all day just redoing all the paperwork that I was doing. The design, the scope of work, the all the estimates I was working on, I had to redo some of them to match the spec. So let's just say I was not happy how it was handled. I was extremely disappointed in how it was handled. So yeah, it is what it is. I just have to accept that I'm gonna get stomped on in this one, but the job is so small that it was just an exercise from the client side to do to meet the requirements for procurement. In this case, I'm giving about a 40% that they're gonna give it to this job to us. So whatever. Yeah, no, I just want to go back to the weather. The weather was perfect, to be honest with you. I ended up wearing a lighter jacket, the jacket I normally wear in mid to late spring and fall. Like mid to late spring, early to mid fall. Yeah. I don't normally wear this jacket casually because I usually use it for work. It's designed for construction. And I ended up wearing it today because well, one, I totally forgot I had it. Second is I totally forgot I had it. Thirdly, I need something that's super lightweight and still kind of breathable. So I ending up using it. And to be honest with you, I was very happy with that jacket. I forgot how comfortable that jacket was. Yeah, so but anyway, the weather itself was like when I was driving downtown this morning, I was wearing a scarf and a hat. But when I parked my car halfway walking, I realized it just got really hot really fast, so I was ending up taking layers. And I'm glad I did because it was just warm. So when I went out around 3 o'clock this afternoon, and yeah, the weather just got even warmer. Not hot, but warmer. And I was very happy with that. So, yeah, so any of just chillaxing that weather, and I'm very glad that the weather's like this. I'm not sure about tomorrow, it's gonna be the same thing, but hopefully it is because it will be nice to have a weather that's actually warm. Yeah, well, this weekend's supposed to be colder, but it gets warmer again. So we do have a dip on Saturday. It's kind of bad. Oh, speaking of Saturday, I'm not sure if I did mention several times that we're canceling plans because of the family emergency. But I was talking to some of my family members. They said, no, go for it. Just go out, have fun with the wifey. Don't cancel your plan. Just live your life and just go for it. And yeah, so after some reluctance, so the wife and I decided, you know what, let's just go for it. We just need some taste of reality for a bit, and just go out and watch the show and have dinner, and just yeah. So we're doing that. So we are going to be watching Six. I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be great. So we're watching that, and after we're going to go for dinner. We're going to. They described themselves modern French. Yeah, so we're gonna go there and check it out. It's kind of funny though, when they say modern French, they serve burgers. So I'm kind of hesitant of calling it modern French, but the ratings are good. Everyone's saying it's a pretty good place. So we're gonna go there and have dinner there and head home after the weekend. We're just gonna keep it low key and just relax and put our feet up, all that good stuff. So yeah, so that's the day. I'm gonna bed. I'll see you guys later.